It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing our long vowel sounds. I can't wait, but I have to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's begin. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. As always, write neatly so we can read your name, and then you can put your pencil down. We won't need it for a bit because we are going to color first. Let's review our long vowel sounds. Remember, long vowels say their name. So long A says A, long E says E, long I says I, long O says O, and long U says U. But it can also say ooh, like the monkey, ooh, ooh, ooh. Now, I'm going to find something in our picture. I'm going to sound it out for you, and then I want you to find it and tell me what it is. Ready? K-O-N, K-O-N, cone. Boys and girls, the boy is eating an ice cream cone. Delicious. Let's color the cone of his ice cream cone, the cone that he is holding, brown. Find your brown crayon and color it brown, because usually ice cream cones are brown. Usually. So color that ice cream cone brown. Cone, if you hear me sound it out, k-o-n, has which long vowel sound? K-o-n. Yes, oh, you can hear me say oh. Now, the truck, the ice cream truck, has a cone on it too, next to the popsicles by the tire. Do you see that? Color that cone brown too. Yeah, there you go. And then the truck on the top of the truck, there's an ice cream cone. Color that cone brown too. Not the ice cream, just the cone. So there are three cones. K-O-N. If I take the k and cone and change it to b, b, instead of cone, I'll have bone. Yes, you got it. Cone and bone rhyme. You're so smart. Okay, let's put down our brown crayon in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, finished or not, put down your brown crayon and now find this word. Ready? Huge. 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 Boys and girls, that ice cream on top of the truck is huge. Let's color that ice cream on top of the truck. Let's color it, oh, let's do pink for like a strawberry flavor, maybe a cotton candy flavor of ice cream. Color the huge ice cream pink. Now, when we sound out huge, which long vowel sound do you hear? Huge. You. Yes, you. You can hear me say you. Huge. It has the long U sound. Now, cone and huge, they both, when you're sounding them out, they both only have three sounds. Huge. Cone. K-O-N. But we know because we've been reviewing that there's a fourth letter when you read it or write it. What's that letter at the end? Yes, E. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I am almost finished coloring my pink ice cream, and I am getting so hungry. I want to eat it. I love ice cream. Do you love ice cream? I love ice cream. I could eat it every day. I mean, I could have it for breakfast. I love ice cream. Okay, take 3 more seconds to color that huge ice cream. 3, 2, 1. Put down your pink Crayon. All right, boys and girls, let's find something else to color that's in our picture. Ready? How about this one? Ice. 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 There's ice cream everywhere in this picture. There's popsicle ice cream. There's ice cream on cones. Let's color the ice cream that the boy is holding. We only colored the cone. Let's color the ice cream on the top of his cone. What do you think? Should we do green for mint chocolate chip? I think so too. Let's do our light green crayon and color the ice cream on the top of his cone light green. We're coloring the ice cream on the top of his cone green for mint chocolate chip. So color the ice cream. So ice has which long vowel? Ice. Yes, it has the long I. Ice. You can hear me say I. Ice. There it is. It has the long I. Now put down your light green crayon. 3, 2, 1. And let's do black speckled spots for the mint chocolate chip. Delish. Yummy, yummy in my tummy. Give me some now. I mean, I don't care if it's the cotton candy ice cream or the mint chocolate chip ice cream or the chocolate ice cream. I just would like some. I would just really like some. Okay, put down your black crayon for the chocolate chips. We need to color the ice cream on the little one on the truck next to the row of popsicles. We need to color that ice cream. What do you think? What should we do? We have green and pink. What could we do? What would you like to do? How about blue for blueberry? I'll eat that too. Color that ice cream. Ice. Long I. Color that one blue for blueberry. So we're on the truck and we're doing the ice cream on top of the cone on the truck blue. That's a little bitty ice cream cone. So you should be almost finished coloring the ice cream on top of that cone blue. So we have huge. We have cone. Now we have ice. Try to find this one. I'm gonna tell you the girl's name. You said you, I'm gonna sound it out. You tell me what it is. Eight. Eight. What's the girl's name? Kate. Yes, the girl's name is Kate. Let's color her hair yellow. Find your yellow crayon and color Kate's hair yellow. So her name's Kate. Which long vowel sound does she have in her name? K-8. K-8. Yes, she has the long A. I mean, you can hear me say A when I sound out her name. K-8. Her name is Kate. She has yellow hair and she has the long A sound. If I have the word Kate, if I have the word Kate and I change the K in Kate to R, what word would I have? Instead of Kate, I would have rate. Rate. I rate ice cream as the best dessert in the world. That's what I do. I rate it. I rate it as the best ice cream in the world. Okay, Kate has yellow hair. Now let's color her popsicle. Let's color Kate's popsicle. Let's color it purple. Find a purple crayon. We'll have her having a grape popsicle. Now grape has a long vowel sound in it too. Ready? G-r-ape. G-r-ape. What do you hear? Which long vowel? Yes, A, grape. We have grape has the long A. Kate has a grape popsicle. Grape has the long A sound, and Kate has the long A sound also. Okay, get ready to put down your purple crayon in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, I'm gonna sound out the boy's name for you now. Ready? Ike. Ike. Mike. His name is Mike. Let's color Mike's hat red. Find some kind of a red crayon and let's color Mike's hat red. Mike. Which long vowel does Mike have? Ike. I. Yes, he has the I, the long I. You can hear it. Ike. You can hear Ike. Now, Mike, do you think he likes his ice cream, his mint chocolate chip ice cream? I think so too. Like has the long I sound also. L-ike. Mike and like. Do they rhyme? Mike and like. Yes. Mike likes his ice cream. He is licking his lips. It's delicious ice cream for Mike, who likes it very, very much. Do you like ice cream? Because I sure do. I love ice cream. I rate it as the best in the world. Give me some ice cream, please. Give me some ice cream now. All right, put down your red crayon in three and two and one. See if you can find this one. Ready? T-I-R. T-I-R. Tire. Boys and girls, the ice cream truck has two tires. Let's color those tires black. Find your black crayon. Ready? Go. Which long vowel is in the word tire? T-I-R. T-I. Yep, it also has the long I sound. T-I-R. You can hear me say I. T-I-R. Now, tire only has three sounds. T-I-R. You can only hear three of them, but we know that if you're writing the word tire or you're reading the word tire, there's a fourth letter at the end. You can't hear it, but it's there. What's the letter? You know it. It's an E. Tire has an E at the end. You can't hear it, but it's there all the same. Take 5 more seconds for your black tires. 5, 4, 3, 2, and one. Please put down your black crayon and find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom of our page. Let's look at number one. You're going to see a row of pictures. I'm going to name those pictures for you, and I want you to circle any picture that has a long vowel sound. Ready? Number one shows a snow flake. Full ache. Full ache. Yes, I hear the long A sound. Circle the snowflake. Full ache. The next picture shows a truck. 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 Nope, there's not a long vowel sound there. Leave it alone. How about dog? D-og. D-og. No, leave it alone. Oh, look at this cell phone. Phone. F-o-n. F-o-n. Yes, long O. Circle the phone. How about this is a tube of toothpaste? Tube. T-oob. T-oob. Remember, long U can say ooh, like a monkey. So circle the tube that has that long U sound. And our last picture is rat. R-at. Nope, leave it alone. So let's look. You should have circled snowflake, phone, and tube. Let's try number two. We're going to read that word. I see that E at the end, so I know it's going to be a long O sound. Let's sound it out. O. Home. Trace the circle around the O. That's our long O. And trace the circle around the E. That's our silent E. Home. It tells the O to say a long O sound. Now move over. I see H. Space, M. What should we put in the space to make it say om? Yes, the letter O. Write your letter O. So you have H-O-M, and what do we need to put next to the M? E. Home. And scoot over. We're going to write home. Ready? H-O-M-M. And we need our E. Home, H-O-M-E, home. Let's try number three. Okay, I see an E at the end, so we know that A is going to be a long A sound. Let's read it. R-A-K. Rake. Trace the circle around the A. That's our long A. And trace the circle around the E. That's our bossy E or our magical E, whatever you want to call it. Scoot over. I see R space K. What do we put in the space to make it say rake? Yes, the letter A. Write your letter A. So we have R-A, and what do we put next to the K? E, yes. Now move over, let's write rake one more time. R-A, k, k. It's a K, not a C. And we have R-A-K-E, rake. Let's look at number four. Oh, look at that baby. It is so, so cute. We're going to write the word cute. C, boys and girls, that's the letter C. K, U, there's our long U. T, 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 T. Right now, if I look at my word, I have C, U, T. That says cut. We're writing cute, so what should we? Yes, we have to put our E. So let's check it. You should have the letter C, U, T, E. Cute. That is a cute baby. And our last one for number four, number five, we're going to write tire. T, 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 I, r. We have T, I, R. What do we need? E, T, I, R, E, tire. Boys and girls, we've finished the whole long vowels review page. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.